Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich from me, John Hoyle. My co-reader today is Dorothy Sneasby. Today we have edition number 2274, recorded on Thursday, the 23rd of May. As always, we have a few sets of news items, some letters to the Norwich Evening News, and a couple of features. And today we can introduce you to a new reader to Chatterbox, Stephen Bumfrey, who will be reading about the importance of meadows and the history of tea drinking. First of all, we're pleased to welcome new listeners, Mrs. Barbara Appleton of Hobton and Mr. Jeremy Kent of Arminghall. We hope you enjoy our recording. Now, here is Dorothy to tell you a little about Chris Skinner's wildlife podcast, which follows this edition of Chatterbox.
Hello. After this weekly edition, we have Chris Skinner's popular podcast. He describes the bluebells, encounters rooks, and takes Rat to the seaside in Suffolk. This podcast is made exclusively for Chatterbox by the lovely people of Sound Yard in Magdalen Street, and we are grateful to them for sharing it. Now we'll embark on our first set of news items. So, what's happening in the city? There's the Castle Museum and the Summer Sculpture Trail. And, in contrast, a couple of sites regarded as eyesores. But first of all, the new Lord Mayor and Sheriff for the city have been announced. Norwich's new Lord Mayor and Sheriff have been revealed and pledged their commitment to supporting the city's young people. The ceremony at City Hall saw Vivian Thomas, a Labour councillor, sworn in as Lord Mayor of Norwich. Mrs. Thomas was first elected in 2010 after moving from Nottinghamshire with her husband Vaughan, who was also Lord Mayor between 2019 and 2021. The new sheriff is Sirajul Islam, who worked closely with Norwich Central Mosque and Islamic Centre and was recognised as a shining light in his community. The pair will represent the city at hundreds of events throughout the year, such as formal openings and charitable activities. Mr. Islam and Mrs. Thomas will raise money throughout the year for their chosen civic charity, the Benjamin Foundation. The charity works on tackling youth homelessness and bullying in schools and supports families in crises.
For 50 years, Roger Ackling made objects by burning wood, focusing sunlight through the lens of a handheld magnifying glass to scorch repeated patterns of lines on the surface. And people will get a chance to see his work when Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery hosts an exhibition called Sunlight, described as the most significant exhibition of his work to date. Ackling, who died in 2014 at the age of 66, had strong links with Norfolk. He and his wife Sylvia bought a Coast Guard's cottage perched on a cliff at Weybourne in 1987. And he gathered driftwoods for his work in the 1980s and 1990s from the beach near his home. He also taught at Norwich University of the Arts, then Norwich School of Design, and later Norwich University College of the Arts, for more than 20 years. As well as his work on the driftwood, which he collected, the show also features art he made using domestic wooden objects and tools. The exhibition, which runs from Saturday, May the 18th, until Sunday, September the 22nd, features more than 150 of Ackling's works, from his earliest experiments with a lens to his final objects. Some have never been exhibited in the UK before.
Anticipation is building ahead of the Go-Go Safari Sculpture Trail arriving in Norfolk next year. Break, a charity supporting underprivileged youth in East Anglia, revealed NewsQuest, Martin's Hi-Fi, Wilco and FastFit, among others, will sponsor the sculptures on the art trail in Norwich and Norfolk in the summer of 2025. The sponsored sculptures, each chosen from designs by established artists, will depict the charity's five safari animals, including a gorilla last seen in Norwich in 2013, alongside a new elephant, a lion, a giraffe and a rhino. Delivered in partnership with Wild in Art, Zoological Society of East Anglia, Norwich Bid and Chantry Place, GoGo Safari will run for 10 weeks and incorporate sculptures from a variety of businesses.
An eyesore former school site, which has been left crumbling for 3 years, may remain untouched for another decade, it can be revealed. Pupils were last taught in the Angel Road Junior School building in June 2021, when it was suddenly closed down after tiles fell from its ceiling. But unless a new lease can be agreed for a neighbouring school, it may be another 11 years until anything can be done with the derelict site.
New images of the Oasis Leisure Centre in Thorpe St Andrew show the collapsed roof and damaged tennis court still in disrepair several years after a fire ravaged the building. The Pound Lane site has been plagued by antisocial behaviour since closing its doors in 2016. Outline planning permission for a residential care village submitted by Carlton Hall Residential Home and Village in 2021 was approved by Broadland District Council years later in 2023. Last summer, this newspaper reported that plans appeared to have stalled, and a year on, little seems to have changed. Andre Serres, owner of Serres Property Company, which owns the site, said that the planning process was proving arduous and complex. "This is now, and always has been, the reason for delay," he added.